by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Yo era muy feliz, pero te encontré.
Buena, yo creí que eras sincera. Yo te di mi cariño, resultaste traicionera. Tú me hiciste rebelde, tú me hiciste tu enemigo. Tú que me traicionaste sin razón y sin motivo. Este orgullo que tengo no lo vas a mirar, en el suelo tirado como una basura. Yo me quito hasta el nombre y te doy mi palabra de honor que de mí no te burlas, porque tú a mis espaldas me hiciste traición. Hoy por eso te voy a quitar lo farsante. Voy a hacer que tú hincada me pidas perdón y me implores amor delante de tu amante.
Aunque malgastes el tiempo sin mi cariño, y aunque no quieras este amor que yo te ofrezco, aunque no quieras pronunciar mi humilde nombre, de cualquier modo yo te seguiré queriendo. Yo sé que nunca tú querrás jamás amarme, que a tu cariño llegué demasiado tarde. No me desprecies, no es mi culpa, no seas mala, porque tú eres de quien quiero enamorarme. ¿Qué daño puedo hacerte con quererte? Si no me quieres tú, yo te comprendo. Perfectamente sé que no nací yo para ti, pero ¿qué puedo hacer si ya te quiero? No hay necesidad de que me desprecies, tú ponte en mi lugar a ver qué harías. La diferencia entre tú y yo tal vez sería corazón, que yo en tu lugar sí, sí te amaría.
Me nace del corazón decirle que usted es mi vida, que no sé vivir sin usted, disculpe.
que se lo diga, pero es que no aguanto más. Este amor me calcina, me nace del corazón y el corazón me domina. Quiero sentir sus besos, sus manos que me acaricien. Quiero comprobar que vivo, no quiero morir de amor.
Quiero escuchar de sus labios decir que me quiere mucho y que ese amor que usted siente le nace del corazón.
Me nace del corazón decirle que usted es mi vida, que no sé vivir sin usted, que no sé vivir sin usted. Disculpe que se lo diga, pero es que no aguanto más. Este amor me calcina, me nace del corazón y el corazón me domina. De usted me he enamorado, quiero decirle mil cosas, que no hace poquito tiempo sintiendo estoy por usted.
Quiero beber de su boca el agua de amor divina, tomarla de beso en beso, me estoy muriendo de sed.
Me nace del corazón.
Right on, man. That was a little bit of Mexican folk music. And we are here today, brothers and sisters, one more time. And I was just reading the news, you know, but I don't know if it's true or not, you know, but they say that Netanyahu's son had been killed in Israel. Israel, after some Iranian bombs, you know, dropped in the building where he was. Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I never wish for anybody to die. I don't condone death or war or violence or aggressiveness amongst human beings. But, you know, we play with fire, you know, we get burnt, you know, like this has been said so many times. And still, we humans are so stupid, you know, that we don't get that into our heads. And realize, you know, that the pain that we give will always come back to us. Always, always, always. It's not to us personally. Somebody close to us, somebody who is so close to us that when they get hurt, we hurt too. Because of us, because of our stupidity, some innocent people out there, you know, are paying the consequences for bad control and bad ideas, bad decisions, you know, and greediness, selfishness, and all that malice, you know, covers. You know what I mean? It's all to do with a lot of brutality, ignorance. You know, the more Zionist you are, the more that you think that God chose you. And you have the right to a certain type of land, you know. I think the natives, you know, in the United States should be doing that, you know, fighting the colonialists, you know, who arrived there, you know. They should be fighting them, telling them off to get off. Yeah, but you see, when they got an understanding, eventually, after all the slavery, the killing, the massacres of the American natives, you know, and everything, you know, one of the biggest genocide. Everybody keeps talking about the Jews, you know, in the concentration camps, you know, and everything, you know, that well, right now probably the number of people that have died through a genocide is probably doubled, you know, compared to what it was, you know, many years ago, four or 500 years ago, when the colonialists, you know, turned up in the American soil, you know, in the North American soil. And, well, you see in the movies, you know, even the movies, they cannot hide, you know, what they did. And now they still think they're living those times, you know, they were saying that they got the right to arms themselves, you know, the right to arm themselves. That's why you see all these youngsters, you know, going around when they get a bit depressed, you know, a bit bored, you know. Some kid alone, I can't remember exactly, you know, all the details, you know, but that will not leave my mind, you know, because one day this kid just goes around in the school, you know, killing his mates and killing teachers, and, you know, and then when he got arrested, he said he was a bit bored. Do you know what I mean? This is what I'm trying to explain to you, and the people cannot, there are so many people out there who don't understand, you know, the actual you know, the actual, you know, repercussions of all this situation. Yeah. If you grew up in a violent, aggressive society, very, very difficult for you to get out of that and have a clear mind, you know, of what is going on. Plus, that they're giving you samples now. We are the best. We are the best. We are number one. We are number one country in the world. We control the world. We do this. We do that. And now you got a Nutter in power there, trying to control the whole world. You know, he's not happy because of the Iranians. They chose somebody to elect them to lead them. You know, he's not happy. What's got to do with him anyway? What's it got to do with him? You know, he wants to decide for other countries' decisions, you know. And that is when we, as people, and with a little bit of brain, whatever we got, little bit of brain or something, you know, we think that is the wrong thing to do. Can you imagine somebody coming to your house and telling you to move the furniture around because he is not happy with it? What? What was that about? You know, I don't want your car parked, you know, in the front. You know, it doesn't look good, you know. I'm sorry, but it's my car. Who are you? Why are you here? You know, why are you telling me? You know, this is so obvious. It's so, I don't know, they can come up with explanations, you know, why he's doing it. Millions of times, you know, but I will not accept it. I will not accept it, you know. That money's got to be stopped. And the only one, the Zionist guy, you know, he's got to be stopped. Otherwise, they're going to take the world with them, you know? You know when they were saying the kamikazes, you know, kamikaze pilots, you know, when they run out of ammunition, you know, they will kill themselves, you know, with the planes. And that's exactly what this guy is, you know. He's an American kamikaze, you know. He knows he's going to die. Well, we're all going to die eventually. But he knows he's going to go soon because age, health, or whatever, you know. They don't really think much about his health. There are suspicions, you know, that he's not very well, right? But unfortunately, you know, dictators, even though some of them have been dead for a while, you know, they make us believe that they're still alive. Just as far as these people lying to you, to convince you, to control you, are prepared to go. You know, that's as far as they're prepared to go. And this guy, he's finishing with the world, you know. I mean, like, come on, you know. I mean, Iran has got no right to have nuclear weapons, you know. Only us, you know. We have nuclear weapons, you know, but we don't share with anybody, and we don't want anybody else to have nuclear weapons like we do. You know, because people with nuclear weapons are very dangerous. Yes, I know you are, you know. And I'm not putting past any doubt, you know, that you might just press the button one day, Mr. Orange Person, right? And finish the whole world because you know you're going to die. If the doctor says to you, you know, Mr. Trump, you know, you got about 2 weeks, you know, to leave, you know, I'm afraid, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. We change your legs, we change your ear, you know, that you're shot by an air rifle and you put some ketchup on it, you know, and we did all that. We did everything that you asked us to do, you know, but eventually, sorry, man, you know, brains, you know, we cannot find brains small enough, you know, for your head. So I'm afraid, you know, you have to go. And, you know, yeah, all right, well, you're okay, man, because I've been the bestest president ever in the world, you know, and I'm going to take everybody with me, you know, because I hate everybody, you know, eventually, you know. And you go like, you know, in the end, when people are about to die, they go like, oh, yeah, I did it, you know, I'm guilty, I deceived you and cheated on you or whatever, you know. But he's going to say, in the last words, you know, say, yeah, I hate everyone, you know, that's why I was making wars everywhere. Because the man is not sane, you know. I mean, we all know that. I think we have to realize, you know, that we're living in the crazy world, you know. I know a lot of people out there listening to me and saying, I've got a very good friend of mine, you know, who she's very keen on him, very, you know, very fond of him, you know. And She doesn't see the other side of the, it's like a blindfold she's got on, you know. She doesn't see the other side, you know, because she's had the blindfold, you know, completely in the head. Because she's a, I reckon that, you know, after all these years of knowing this person, you know, I didn't realize, you know, what she was going to become. So, to me, sounded racist, very racist, you know, because what she said on one of the things, you know, when we communicated one time ago, and she said, oh, well, he's doing all right. He's doing okay. Man, you know, after he's been doing with the Gestapo, American Gestapo, that group called ICE, you know, that sect that he got together, you know, the mercenaries all together there, you know, and kicking people out, you know, because you're a bit brown, you shouldn't be here, you know, it's only for white people here in this place, you know, and, you know, that the kind of attitude. Well, anyway, this person that I'm saying, you know, surprised me because she said, oh, my God, yeah, he's doing okay, Mauro, you know, don't worry about it, you know, we all with him, you know. And I go, my God, you know, all these years, you know, that I've known this woman, you know, and she comes out with this kind of crap. I cannot believe that, you know. Eventually, somebody will come out with the truth, the true feelings. And she's done it, man. And I cannot believe this. That's why, you know, in life, you know, I've always been very careful who I'm friends with, who I talk to. And, you know, I know somebody might say, oh, but you're always suspicious about everybody. But no, everybody. Have you noticed that when you're in a room, you know, somebody walks into that room, as soon as you see that person, it gives you like a little feeling inside, thinking, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure, you know. That's exactly how I feel every time I see somebody who I've just met, right? Well, that's natural, you know. You nowadays, you know, that's what you're saying, right? Look at this, you know, I've known this woman for about 50 years, you know, and then 2 weeks ago she comes up with that kind of stuff. What do you mean to do? What do you want me to do? What am I to do here, huh? So, yeah, I'll carry on with being very tactful, you know, before I actually make good friends or friends with people or acquaintances, right? So anyway, yeah, the whole thing about humanity, you know, is going down the drain. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we have to get together, you know, and go there and tell our local MP about how we feel. And how we feel to them don't really matter how we feel, to be honest, you know. I'm talking in general, you know. I mean, politicians, for example, you know, they won't vote. They want to be there because they somehow, when they were little, the mommy used to say, oh, you're my little boy, my special boy, my favorite boy, or my little girl, my favorite girl. So they grow up with that kind of thing, you know, in the head, thinking, oh, I'm special, you know, I want to be important. I want people to pay attention to me, and I want this, and I want that, you know. And most politicians, you know, most politicians, not everyone, most politicians, you know, they come out of that kind of situation, you know. They grew up like that, you know, because they admired him. It's like somebody who goes to Britain's Got Talent, you know, and then Simon Cowell says after he or she sang, who told you that you could sing? I said, oh, my mom did. Oh, well, your mom loves you, you know. you know what I'm trying to say here. And that's what it is. Now, actually, it's according to the same kind of theme subject that I'm talking about. Tomorrow, I think, is the change of command in Chile, you know, like the new president, this guy called Cast, K-A-S-T, very Chilean. Right. Yeah, this guy comes from a Nazi family anyway, you know, it's a fascist, you know. His dad was in the concentration camps, you know, torturing people, and then they escaped after the Second World War. So he got a really bad history, this guy. Plus this guy, you know, when Pinochet, the dictator in Chile, was killing, executing people, exiling people, raping women, doing all these kind of things, you know, to the people, right? This guy was with him. You know, he was supporting him. He said, oh, yeah, the president is cleaning Chile. He's getting rid of all the crap, you know, that exists in Chile, right? And getting rid of the communists and socialists. And, you know what I mean? That's the kind of person who is in power right now in Chile. It's going to take over this week. Takes over. And it's already been criticizing Iran. Criticizing Iran. Saying that he agrees with the minister of interior, you know, of Israel, condemning Iran for using for using phosphorus explosive, you know, weapons, that stuff that they use, that it's not by international law, you're not allowed to use it, right? But the Israelis, they've used it before on Palestinians, right? And now the Iranians, they used it once on Israel, you know? And the Israelis are complaining, you know, oh, that weapon is too dangerous, you know, it's going to kill us straight away, or I don't know. What do you expect, man? Bloody anesthetic, because you can sleep for a little while, then you wake up and you carry on doing your shit. I'm sorry, mate. You know, but this stuff is coming to you, right? I'm not keen on wars and fighting each other, but you know, I think Iran has got the right to defend itself. Lebanon has got the right to defend itself. And all the countries, you know, that are being attacked, you know, by Israel. And why are they attacking everyone? You know, Israel, it's only a little spot right there, you know, in that region, you know. And you get all these other countries around it, you know, and they're all suffering because Israel is throwing bombs and shooting at them. And, you know, come on, guys, you know, what's the matter with you? You know, I remember South Africa. We used to boycott South Africa when the apartheid was in power. You know, I took part in demonstrations. I played in a couple of bands, you know, that we were doing charity work for the prisoners of the apartheid in South Africa at the time. And we didn't buy the products. We boycotted the apartheid regime, right? And it worked. It worked. Eventually, they got rid of it, right? Why can't they do the same now? And South Africa, man, is about maybe, I don't know, 10 times bigger than Israel, you know? And yeah, but that's what it is. The whole world got together when the apartheid regime was in power in South Africa. Let's get together one more time, you know, and get rid of that apartheid Zionist sect, you know, that is in Israel right now. Anyway, there are so many things, you know, in mind, you know, that I've got in mind. I'm sure you people out there have lots of things in mind as well, and how to solve this situation. But we have to go to the root of this thing, you know, not the top. You know, when you say the top, no, the root. You get rid of the roots, the top will fall. You know what I mean? So let's go to the roots of this thing, you know. And the root is right now, those two guys, man. Dumb and Dumber. You know what I mean? Dumb and Dumber are controlling the whole world. And people there, yeah, I condemn this. I condemn that. The United Nations has signed a paper saying that they condemn Israel for the genocide in the Gaza Strip. We condemn. Come on, stop the blah, 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 man. Action is what is needed. Action, you know? Stop the Israeli products from coming to the UK or Europe. In Spain, they're getting really serious about the situation, and it's working. I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that somebody in Europe has woken up, you know. I hope that, I think Slovenia or Slovakia, one of those countries, also don't want any visits, you know, from Israelis in their country. Poland as well. Ah, believe you me, brothers and sisters, even though those guys are from Poland, most of them. One of the ministers from Poland, you know, about 2 days ago, he was saying they don't want these people there because all they do is just make trouble. When they got rid of them, they were very happy that they weren't there anymore. you know, even their own people, come on, you know, and they make more and more enemies, you know, by the minute, you know, these people, come on, people, you know, wake up, let's wake up, you know, once and for all, and see that, you know, let's do something about it, you know, but the union makes a force. Well, now that this new president in Chile is taking power, you know, this control of the country, you know, this week, and so many people who voted for him and they trust him, and you know, the guy before he even became president, he was already showing weakness and wrong decisions and wrong ideas. So all those people who voted for him, too late to withdraw that vote, too late. So, all right, so here we go. We are all going to have to pay the price for those idiots who voted for him. Can you believe that? It's the same in England. Whoever voted for Starmer, man, we're making everybody pay for this. Whoever voted for Trump, you know, is paying for it too, man. What about the Latinos who actually had tattooed Trump on their necks and their backs and everything? Some of them have been reported already, man, you know. I wouldn't have a face to go back to my country, you know, after I said, oh, yeah, it's good that they get rid of the immigrants, you know, get rid of this or that. I'm doing okay with Trump. And Trump is hating everyone, every Latino that he encounters, you know. He hates them, yeah. He hates Latinos, you know. Right? And so he's kicking them out. And even the guy with the Trump tattoo on his neck, you know, he says he's in process of being deported. Can you believe that, you know, man? Can you believe he goes back to Cuba? Because he's from Cuba. There's another one from Venezuela. Can you imagine they go back to their countries, you know, after they've been seen on TV, on the news? Because America's made a big deal about it, right? And international news also made a big deal about it, saying how stupid these people are. You know, they're being kicked out, you know, and still supporting the guy who's kicking you out. Are you? What's wrong with you? You got brain damage or something? You know, too much cocaine, too much whiskey, too much alcohol. If that is damaging your brain, man, give up all those habits. Give up the alcohol, give up the drugs, give up everything that affects your mind, because you know, thinking clearly, you're going to end up like those people in Kensington Avenue in Pennsylvania. Guys, have a look on YouTube, Philadelphia, Kensington Avenue. Have a look at that. Have a good look at that. And then think, why is Trump getting involved, calling everybody else in the world, you know, shitholes, right? And he hasn't looked at his own backyard. Have a look, please. I want you to have a look and then see whether I'm right or not, you know, why I'm saying that he should not get involved in anything apart from just his own people, push his people back. He says, well, just make America great again. Do it then. Don't just make the whole world crap like America is right now. You see what I mean? Oh, in fact, you know, probably he realized, you know, that he could not make America great again, so he's making the world crap again so it can be at the level with America. Right, think about that.
Cantar a las niñas por bonitas, a las viejas por viejitas y a mi amor por olvidar. Cuántas flores en el plan, cuántas aves en el cielo, cuántas tórtolas en vuelo, pero cuánto gavilán. Sopilotes a volar, presumido gavilán, la paloma de San Juan no puede desplumar. Solo quiero contemplar tus ojitos y besar tu boquita sin igual, que me hace tanto mal. Maldita sea mi suerte, mi vida me la han robado. Pero a mí me han dejado, mi amor que te quiere y te buscará.
¡Viva
ahora
México!
Mi vida.
Cariño que Dios me ha dado para quererlo. Cariño que a mí me quiere con dulce amor. Para ella no existe pena que no consuele. Mirando yo su carita, yo miro a Dios. Ay, qué dichoso soy, con ella soy feliz. Viva su vida, mi cariñito que tengo aquí.
No me escribiste y mis cartas anteriores no sé si las recibiste. Tú me olvidaste y mataron mis amores el silencio que le diste. A ver si a esta sí le das contestación. Amor, pa' que te escribo, aquí queda como amigo, tu afectísimo y atento y muy seguro servidor.
Sembré una flor. Yo la sembré para ver si era por mal. A los tres días que la dejé de regar, al volver ya estaba seca, ya no quiso retoñar. Al volver ya estaba seca, ya no quiso retoñar. Thank you.
mis dolencias. Duélete de mis dolencias si algún día me has querido. Y enséñame a ser feliz porque infeliz yo he nacido. Y enséñame a ser feliz porque infeliz yo he nacido.
garnison en voie circulaire. Nouvelle mission, tes oreilles laissent faire le son. Et même les cartes vermeilles rebondiront jusqu'au plafond. Si dans 5 secondes par malheur t'as pas décollé, je me recycle hors saison, baraque à prix de Saint-Tropez. Alors mets-toi à l'aise, par terre de braise, genoux, flexion et stop.
Latinoamérica hasta la muerte, es un sentido musical que está aquí presente. Si tú quieres guarachar, no te lo prohíbo. Escucha, mira mami, lo que te digo. Y sigo dando un swing sabroso porque está el motivo. Persigo bien la rima, no te lo prohíbo. Para que te sientas bien, yo te lo he traído. Que te tienes que mover, eso es lo que pido.
Okay, amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of the show, and I hope that you guys are gonna join me again next week. I'm sorry about that. I can't believe everything was going so nice and smooth, you know, and then suddenly, boom, this happened. Okay, thank you very much for the texts, you know, the messages, and yes, as I said, I hope that you guys are gonna join me again next week. And we'll have a nice, beautiful 2 hours of music from Latin America, from Chile, from Latin America. Okay, we're going to enjoy ourselves while we are still alive. While we are still alive, you know, that's the whole idea, that we enjoy the moments that we have so far. Okay, because who knows? Who knows, man? Nobody knows. Anyway, no more. I will be with you again next week, and I hope that you guys are gonna carry on with my request to love one another and free Palestine.
Que además firmamos y luego juramos nunca disolver. Que tú eras para mí, que yo era para ti. Los dos para las buenas, los dos para las malas, por siempre hasta el fin. A ti se te olvidó, mataste aquel amor tan dulce como miel, tan puro como el agua de mi manantial. Por eso es que me voy y no me da dolor que sepas que otro amor es dueño del cariño que una vez te di. Y por eso golpe con golpe yo pago, beso con beso devuelvo. Esa es la ley del amor que yo aprendí, que yo aprendí. Golpe con golpe yo pago, beso con beso devuelvo. Esa es la ley del amor que yo aprendí, que yo aprendí.
Víctor Gutiérrez y Capitán. Sagrado que además firmamos y luego juramos nunca disolver. Que tú eras para mí, que yo era para ti. Los dos para las buenas, los dos para las malas, por siempre hasta el fin. A ti se te olvidó, mataste aquel amor tan dulce como miel, tan puro como el agua de mi manantial. Por eso es que me voy y no me das dolor, que sepas que otro amor es dueño del cariño que una vez te di. Y por eso golpe con golpe yo pago, beso con beso devuelvo. Esa es la ley del amor que yo aprendí, que yo aprendí. Golpe con golpe yo pago, beso con beso devuelvo. Esa es la ley del amor que yo aprendí, que yo aprendí.
Oh, morena, ¿cómo estás? estamos en Cuculandia. Qué lindo es tu cucú, tan bello tu cucú, redondito y suavecito. Qué lindo es tu cucú cuando te pones pantalón y te toca por detrás. Se me suelta el corazón y te quiero más y más, 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 más. No me canso de mirar, pero quisiera tocar. Ándate, no seas malita, yo quiero una tocadita, ita, ita. Qué lindo es tu cucú, bonito tu cucú, redondito y suavecito. Responsable está tu cucú, cucú. Yeah. Se me pone colorada, colorada.
No te metas con mi coco, no te metas con mi coco. Yo sé que tienes tu mujer, así que deja mi coco. Si me pongo pantalones y me golpeo detrás, nunca faltan los mirones como tú y los demás. No te metas con mi coco, no te metas con mi coco. Yo sé que tienes tu mujer, así que deja mi coco. Te voy a dar una cachetada.
Oh, yo prometí. Mirad. Qué lindo tu cucú, sabroso tu cucú. Qué lindo tu cucú, me arrebato por tu cucú, 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 cucú. En Tepito y en el Peñón de los Baños, con el cucú de la Sonora Dinamita. Redondito y suave.
Festival en Guarare.